This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I am a shotgun rider.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a Foco, and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest.
They may have wounded me.
They may have wounded me, but they'll never
get the best of better men. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday edition.
All right, again.
More of your phone calls coming up right now, but just during the break, I was watching one of the founding members of the real Black Panther Party, Larry Pinkney, on with one of the other talk show hosts here. I need to get him back on. They were showing footage of people climbing on top of 18-wheelers and knocking the windows out and stuff. I mean, this is brutal robbery. And all that matters is they're white, and it's mainly white people attacking them. It's so damn creepy. And, you know, I don't want to kill anybody. A, I don't want to kill people. Plus, I don't want the trouble that comes with it. Man, let me tell you something. You start trying to knock the windows out of my car and grab me in my car, I'm going to fill your ass full of lead. These people are really lucky. But they got cases where they're trying to drag people out of their cars, and they're shooting people now. The police are arresting them. It's another virtue signal. Because the media and the culture is trying to encourage the rioting, and Trump's advisors are telling him, oh, don't come out against it, you'll look bad, knowing that actually hurts Trump with his constituents. And they're afraid of that wrong image, you know, of a cop doing something wrong. People know this is all hysteria. People know it's out of control. People know that the average person can't even run their own life, even if you're competent. But just imagine everybody's trying to pull you out of your car. They knock your window out, you shoot somebody. And now they've arrested that guy. Because he didn't want metal barriers blocking his car in so he could swear fealty and get on his knees or get killed. Left awoke, Katie in North Carolina. Katie, then we'll go to Dre, Jordan, Joe, James, Jack. Katie, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I was 19 when I voted for Obama. I loved America. I loved my country. And I believed Obama. He was very convincing. And it was during Benghazi, the media, the way they completely didn't tell the truth. And I saw they didn't tell the truth with information that was coming out. You could watch videos on it. The different men that were over there, you know, contradicted what the media was saying happened. And I started doing research, and I found you. I watched Endgame. I probably watched Endgame like 20 times. I share it to everybody I know. And I'm just really scared for the way that our children is. They've been undereducated, over-indoctrinated, and they've literally turned our youth into anarchists.
Well, that's the plan, exactly. Don't teach them history or geography or math. Make them totally dumb and weak, totally ignorant, and then fill them full of microaggression and whites are bad. I mean, this is the most evil crap. It's Nazi. The Nazis taught people everything was about what color you were, and now they're literally teaching it the Democratic Party is. It's just crazy.
My main question to you is, how do we get the children to wake up? Because honestly, I believe the majority of the people in this country love being American. People come to this country because they love what we stand for.
Exactly. And now they come here to be victims. Oh, I'm coming here because you're going to oppress me. It's all a load of crap, and everyone knows it. But we've got to get up against all the big corporations are lined up. It's the elite doing this. It's not the grassroots. It's the elite funding the whole thing. Yes. Katie, we love you. We appreciate your call. The key to this is exposing that it's the big billionaires to almost a man and woman that are funding this whole deal with the Chinese communists. The Chinese communists don't allow a bunch of race baiting in their country. because they're an authoritarian regime. They know it weakens them. But boy, do they fund it here, and it's disgusting. We're back in 60 seconds with Barbo and others.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation that they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
David Dorn in St. Louis, 77-year-old retired police captain who got shot dead trying to stop looting. He's black. He's raised less than $50,000 on his GoFundMe. Still working at 77 for his family. But don't worry. George Floyd has raised over $13 million. That's virtue signaling for you right there. And the Democratic Party, it now just broke on InfoWars.com. Money laundering, global donations to BlackLivesMatter.com funded and funneled to the DNC. Democrats openly conducting illegal money laundering operation at the same time in the name of saving black lives. Of course, total, complete exploitation. All right. Let's go ahead and take more calls here. Who's been holding longest? That would be Dre in Chicago. Dre, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling because people talk about systematic racism in America, and they don't really, like, I don't hear no leaders, no nobody talk about this as far as how generational wealth, black people never got a chance to experience generational wealth because of what we went through throughout the history of America. And that's really what's causing the, I mean, what's the effect of what we're seeing right now in black communities and, you know, the bad things that we're going through.
I agree with you, is that it's the generational wealth system. That's why Trump has talked about tax credits for black businesses that are new to not pay taxes for, say, 10 years.
See, I never heard of that.
That's what Trump has been proposing. They're trying to block it.
And that's another thing, too. Like this, I could agree that black people need to wake up on this part. I'm not sure how politics or anything would help us with that. And I think they're doing that purposely through the music, like, say, music and movies and everything that they glamorize and all that. But We study. I forgot what I thought.
I know how it is, man. You're sitting on hold 20 minutes. You forget what you're going to say. I do the same thing myself.
But no. But yeah, we do basically got to wake up, though, and stop trusting, you know, like, keep falling into what they basically doing right now. You know what I'm saying? They using somebody said it on your show. They pepping our pain. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, what do you think of a bunch of white Democrats kneeling and bowing and wearing Kenya outfits? I mean, if I said to somebody, I'm sorry for what happened to you, I'd say it. I wouldn't dress up in an African outfit. And by the way, I'm not against cultural appropriation. But if you like how a foreign outfit looks, wear it. But I'm saying they all dress up in Africa outfits with Kenyan dress on and then go out there to say they're in. It's just, to me, it's very patronizing.
Make people mad. Like, that really, and then how they acted at George Floyd's funeral, I'm like in shock how black people not waking up to how they act. You know what I'm saying? Like,
talk about pimping. They've had funerals going on since Friday. How many days of funerals are we going to have?
Right, exactly. But no, what happened was I seen that video, and it was a black lady that held Pelosi up when she was finna fall, I think. And that black lady, she should be fired. Ain't no way she should help a racist white lady who blamed herself for George Floyd's death.
It's crazy. God bless you, Dre. Appreciate the call. All right, who's been home the longest after that? That would be Jack in Canada disagrees. Go ahead. You're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hey there, Jonesy. Can you keep your mouth shut to let me get my point across quickly?
Well, you sound like a nasty leftist, but go ahead, please. You called.
Well, I just can't believe you.
Tell you what, hold on. I got an onion ring right here. They went and got me from one of my favorite places called Dan's. So while you sit there and talk, I'm eating this onion ring.
No, oh, no, you already cut me off. It's okay. I knew that was going to happen. You go ahead, Jones.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'd like to know. I've done a little research into your InfoWars. And what happened to the old Firepower News? Where's your old black anchor, huh? You racist?
That's right. I'm very, very racist because we ended up not doing Firepower News due to lack of crew. And we've been trying to hire more crew, and it still hasn't worked out. That's why for at least a month or two, we're going to have to suspend doing the latest show. We're doing Barnes. The show is very popular. We just haven't been able to hire the crew or get the crew. We're probably going to suspend that for about 2 months until the election so we can bring Countdown America back with Barnes. And, of course, I'm being racist against Barnes as well. We've had a big crew problem getting enough high-quality crew in here to run the show. So if I hire a black guy and have him on as a guest, and then we do a show as a test, and then we have to stop the show for a while, that is inherently bad. So, I mean, this is like real weird leftist ideology. You're like calling in to say that I've engaged in an evil racist act. Tell me more about what I did.
I'm totally messing with you. I follow the show. I use bodies. I use a toothpaste. It's all awesome. I was just messing.
All right. I appreciate your call, Jack. We're not trying to make jokes about this. I wanted to continue Firepower. And literally, you think Texas is conservative. Most people that come and ask for the job interview, they find out it's Alex Jones, they won't even take the job. We got a great crew now, but they're overworked and they're exhausted. And we've not been able to launch all the new shows I want because we've had problems getting new people hired and getting them in and getting it set up. Maybe it's a bottleneck with the crew or the folks that are hiring people, but we're trying to get it done right now. So that was a caller trolling us. That's not funny. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Texas. Go ahead, James, Democrat turned Republican. Tell us what happened.
Good.
Good, brother.
Hi. I was just wondering, when is Trump going to pick Rand Paul as his VP? Because I really just don't trust Pence. I'm from Indiana, and I've just heard him say good things about Buttigieg. And there's a lot of rumors, you know, that he's just kind of deep and rooted as a blue blood in Indiana. So I'm just wondering, is he going to just pick Rand Paul and clear out his cabinet? Or
Pence has said good things about Buttigieg?
Well, yeah, like when Buttigieg was getting up in the polls, you know, they asked Pence about a couple of things that Buttigieg had said, and he just said that he was like a nice guy and that they had worked together on a couple of different bills, you know. And I'm not saying he should talk bad about him or anything, but like, I don't know. I just don't know if I trust Pence because, I mean, honestly, I feel like if Rand Paul was the vice president, more people would come to his base, you know.
I like Rand Paul more than Pence. You say you're a Democrat turned Republican. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, I used to be like a really big activist. You know, I grew up in the early 90s and from in Indiana, kind of right by South Bend. And, you know, there's just a real blue state now. It used to be more red, but I just feel like right around the time of Benghazi and Fast and Furious, I just really started waking up to how Obama just really wasn't saying what he meant. You know, he was just kind of, I feel like he was just reading lines and stuff. And then I feel like right around that, Trump came out with the birther thing, and it kind of just woke me up a little bit.
Well, there's no doubt that Obama's trying to hide his origins, but it's because his father is a famous communist from Chicago, and it's all confirmed. It's incredible. That's why they planted, Hillary first planted, Obama being born in Kenya story. And nobody's bad researching it. Nobody was bad that questioned it. Harvard, he was the editor of the Harvard Law Review. They said in there he was born in Kenya. So people saw all that, but that was just him being trendy early on, lying about that too. Obama and these Democrats will just say whatever they want at the moment because they think you don't have a memory. And so that's what they're really doing.
I think, like, a lot of leftists, like, especially right now, are kind of waking up and coming more to the center, especially when they see how the Democrats are just blatantly, you know, taking money from anybody in China and everything.
I hear you, brother. God bless you. I'm glad that you're taking action. Republicans aren't perfect either. They got their own problems, but they hate Trump because he's not been part of their club. We'll be right back with Dr. Steve Buscemi and your calls. Please stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners running population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
That was 12 years ago. It just so happens I'm wearing the very same t-shirt today when I gave that speech in Dallas. Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to be joining us in a moment. We're having some Skype issues. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. We'll also get to your calls. We do have an exciting announcement. X2, that is deep earth crystal, pure iodine that's essential to the body and such a game changer, is about to sell out. But I'm keeping it, even though the main sale is over. It's 60% off until it sells out. So we're getting more in about a month. I don't want folks to put on the fence about clean iodine to find out how great it is at InfoWarsStore.com and have a chance to support the broadcast. Well, it's very close to cost, that price. But a lot of people requested Survival Shield X2 in a spray bottle. But with the formulation we had, it didn't work as well. Well, we've got a new technology, a new form of X2. It's the same deep earth crystal iodine, and it's a great way to ingest it. It's a great way to not forget to take it. It's in a dropper, you know, it can get on things. It's good for your bathroom, good for your kitchen, you know, good for at the dinner table. But this is just a great way to deliver it. It also aerosolizes into the throat, has some good effects there. So X2 spray out of the gates, discounted, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We're really excited about it. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. In the 1920s, the medical establishment was clear. You need iodine to live. Without it, you die. But at the very least, you will probably have a reduced IQ. But even today, iodine deficiency is still a serious problem. The World Health Organization estimates there are nearly 50 million people still suffering some kind of mental impairment related to iodine deficiency. That's why it's important for you to try Survival Shield X2, the only source of 99.999 ultra-deep earth iodine crystals from way more than 7,000 feet below the surface. That's exclusively available through InfoWarsLife.com for an entirely, extremely affordable price. So again, get your X2 now in the spray bottle at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. And it's just a little side note. I'd ask for the X2 new write-up. This is about a two-year-old write-up. Not sure how that happened. Not a big deal. It's just that I put together the new write-up for the new X2. And I really wanted that, and I don't have that. And since I'm going to say something on air, I get it. Because the crew's great. So I just, it's not bitching on air. It's just maybe, can I get that? That'd be good. Separately, another big announcement. All InfoWars shirts available at cost. All InfoWars shirts available at cost. With the campaign here, with the attacks on free speech, with the shutdown of civilization and society, we have all InfoWars shirts available at cost. We haven't done this since the last campaign in 2016. Now, the average shirt costs us about $9.95. Some cost us $5, some cost us $15 to make. You know, but right now, everything, whether it's an inexpensive shirt or one of the fancy designer shirts, there's too many shirts, hundreds of shirts that go through each one to pick a special price. We're just going to cost $9.95 on average on over 100 shirts, all apparel. At InfoWarsStore.com is $9.95, and that averages out to cost So you can get an InfoWars.com shirt. You can get a Betsy Ross InfoWars.com shirt. You can get one of the new Space Force shirts. You can get the Don't Tread on Me shirts. There's over 100 shirts. Some shirts we've got a couple hundred of. Some shirts we've got a few thousand of. But as supplies last, until we sell out of the massive shirts, they're all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but that's how we spread the word. And again, the crew's great. I just asked for the new X2 ad, and I saw 40% off. X2 60% off right now till it sells out. That's why I was kind of double taking. The new one, there's not even enough money in it to do 40% off or 50% off. So here is the new write-up. It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 spray, available for 33% off, $19.95 intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal, nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind nascent iodine spray made with true atomic iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from below 7,000 feet in the Earth's surface in the ultimate spray formula. I've been using X2 spray every day the last few months, and I really feel good. Not just the effects, but knowing the power of fruited nascent iodine can now be carried with me and delivered even better. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in a healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. This new X2 spray from InfoWarsStore.com is a game changer. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine for yourself. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off, intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com. And let's shift a phone for Pachinik. I'm just going to tap out at this point, say after 10 minutes, 15 minutes, trying to get him on. Oh, we have him now on Skype? Okay, well, I'm gonna try to go to him now. So much happening in the world, so much unfolding. Obviously, this is an attempt to destabilize the country after the whole COVID hysteria. And now we're off the races again. Dr. C. Pachinik is a best-selling author, researcher, co-wrote books, with Tom Clancy, and ran psychological warfare operations for the State Department. We don't have time really to get into this now, but just in the next minute and a half, what do you make of Floyd, without addressing it from a political perspective, but just from a historical perspective? Is this not an attempt to create basically civil unrest?
Yes, it's called agitation propaganda. Floyd is almost irrelevant to the whole story. His history is one of a convicted criminal, or he's been in prison five different times over 10 years. This is the type of individual we would have kept at St. Elizabeth's Hospital for the criminally insane most of his life. So the fact that he was released, he was on fentanyl, methamphetamine, he was already a convicted felon, that's almost secondary to the whole issue. What this is about is an attempt to destabilize the government, agitation, propaganda. And it's not working. It's not working because it's ending up to be a parody of itself. And what's coming out is to show the absurdity of the liberals and the ineffectiveness and their inability to really do anything other than to parody themselves and to look at an attempt to destroy the country. And it won't happen because most of us in the conservative, even in the Democratic parties, will maintain the viability of the republic. Nancy's never understood the viability of the republic. She never knew.
Well,
the
let's talk about big picture and who the players are with the Democrats, the Chi-Coms, and how we stop this destabilization with Dr. Steve Pachinik on the other side. StevePachinik.com. Please stay with us. Excellent website. A lot of important videos and articles you won't get anywhere else. StevePachinik.com. It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can
can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Steve Pachenik of stevepachenik.com, author, researcher, worked the State Department of Psychological Warfare, ran some of major operations, including regime change. If you just joined us, I'd like him to start over so he's not up against the break with what we're witnessing with George Floyd, what the Democrats are doing, the bowing, the kneeling, the mask, all of this classic cult programming behavior, and what he expects them to pull next with 146 days out. But you are a psychological warfare expert. You are a psychiatrist. You're also a veteran of these type of non-operations you ever launched. This looks like this communist-style deal of, you know, following Mao's cultural revolution. They even admit that. What are the Democrats turning into? What are they doing? For people that aren't experts in this, what are we witnessing?
What we're really witnessing is a Mad Magazine version of agitation propaganda. And the reason I say that with a smile is because Nancy Pelosi's not very bright, neither are the leaders of the Democratic Party. And what you're seeing is a parody of what agitation propaganda is supposed to be. People like myself who've been in the business of agitation propaganda, we normally create all kinds of disturbances and send things on fire, and we know exactly what it is we want to do. We want to polarize a country to the extent that the police force comes in and basically engages that populace in some form of covert or overt warfare. In this case, it's a complete disaster. Number one, George Floyd is the wrong example to deify or to make the key element of a agitation propaganda. Number one, he's a felon. He's a career felon. What happened to him is unfortunate, but it happens to all the felons, and whether they're white and black. Police have to do what they have to do. Let's get to the more important part. The reason this is occurring now is because of the coronavirus, the 3 months that should not have been shut down. But nevertheless, people are totally restless. There's need for agitation. There's need for them to get outside. So the Democrats said, okay, we're going to use this. And Millie, the millionaire, your person, the millennium, Millie did an excellent job of explaining agitation propaganda. Number one, we get all the people necessary in order to protest. Number two, we create a cause célèbre. In this case, it's George Frey, a person who was killed. The third thing is we create all kinds of symbols that should resonate with the public. Unfortunately, this is not the case in what's happening now. The Democrats came in, the Obama people, who are total sociopaths and quite ignorant, really, on how to create agitation propaganda, are sponsoring this from the covert part. You've got the CIA elements, you've got the FBI elements, you've got some of the other elements within our deep state, which is, you guys explained quite well. Now, let me tell you who the leaders are. First, you have Alan Sharpton. I grew up in Harlem. I went to Booker T. Washington. You're looking at a Hispanic kid or a white guy who grew up in a black neighborhood. The Al Sharptons of the world, we wouldn't take them seriously. Neither black nor white would have said to us, this guy, listen, get out of here. You're a punk. You never went to college. When you did go to college, you never finished it. You married your sister-in-law. And more importantly, what's not known, and this is important, is Al Sharpton has been a snitch for the FBI and the intelligence community for the past 40 to 50 years. Let me repeat it again. In Harlem, we would have taken Al Sharpton out because he was a snitch for the FBI, and he snitched on other black operatives, and he snitched on the Gambino family, the Genovese family, all the families that he was involved with, narcotics. Number two, we have Obama, a completely created CIA Manchurian candidate who is so sociopathic, you have no idea. In a world where we had the Hillary Clintons, the Bill Clintons, already pretty good sociopaths, then you had Bush Jr., who was a dumb sociopath. Now you got Obama, whose every word he's told you is a complete lie. He was born a homosexual. His father was CIA in Kenya. His mother was CIA, maternal grandmother, maternal grandfather, all CIA. He was a pathetic product of a pathetic CIA, namely John Brennan, another failed operative, a Catholic operative who became a Muslim. So let's go down the list. Nancy Pelosi. We've talked about Nancy Pelosi before. 20, 30 years ago, when she was lucid and attractive, she did some good things. However, as she's aged and became debilitated and somewhat senile, she's really trying to do what we call the last hurrah. So she's bending down, she's wearing kente clothes, African clothes, and tries to assimilate what an African looks like. And it's absurd. The blacks in America, I find it offensive, but I find it so ridiculous that a bunch of other white guys, Jews and Christians, are following this nonsensical bowing down and praying. And
are they not trying to launch a type of new religion, Dr. Pachinik, liberation theology on steroids?
Well, you're too sophisticated. Liberation theology actually came out of the Jesuits. You were brilliant to say that. And that was true in Latin America. She doesn't know what liberation theology is. She didn't even know what a democracy was and a republic. So you don't have that kind of insights that you had.
What you're saying is it's all very ham-fisted. It looks very immature and very...
It looks immature. It's pathetic. You go down the list. So who's next online? I've got Colin Powell. He says the president is a liar. Oh, my God, Colin Powell, I've known you since the days you came out of Harlem and said you spoke Yiddish, you BS artist. I knew you when Weinberger brought you in the Nixon administration and made you a hero, although you lied on Nilay and you let Private Kelly take the blame for the massacre. Then you lied again, you pathological liar, when you were Secretary of State about anthrax. And what does he say? It's called projection, my friend. He says the president lies. Really, Colin Powell? You happen to be the epitome of the liar and the pathetic general. Then I have General Mattis, another what we call Cherry Marine. 40 years, unmarried, self-aggrandizing. What was he in the military field? Let's see, he was a Marine general and had an amphibious landing to a landlocked country like Afghanistan, and he almost had Osama bin Laden, but he couldn't quite capture him in Tora Bora. Then he was arrested when he was 19 years old on drug charges. Oh, let me see. This man created an image of himself as an intellectual, yet none of his papers are written by himself. I don't believe he went to any school.
I was about to say, when he talks, he comes off as the biggest fop fake. You can't even string sentences together.
You're correct, but you use that other word almost correctly. Fop. He is a fake fop. He is totally a feat. And this is what I call the paper generals. These are guys who go out and they make themselves seem important, yet what do they really do? Trump has pulled out our men from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but yeah, you've got the architects of the fake Iraq wars and all of it saying Trump is a liar when it's the opposite. Trump neurotically says what he really thinks.
That's exactly my point, Alex. That's why I said at the end, qui s'excuse s'accuse. In French, we said those who excuse themselves accuse themselves. He killed more people in a lousy, stinking war in Afghanistan where we had no right to be. And I was there in the 70s and warned our people to stay out. Then he went into Iraq. He lost there. And so you've got General Dempsey also lost. But with General Dempsey, I have to give him an important plug. He was one of the few men, and he never said it, but he helped us out and helped me out and the former Assistant Surgeon General to contain the Ebola epidemic. He never said a word, but he allowed me to send 3,000 troops into Sierra Leone and Liberia, and he deserves the credit for allowing me to send 3,000 troops.
Sure, what about Milley? I told my folks Milley's good.
Milley is very good, but basically his problem is that he has an association with not too good generals, and if I were he, I'd just walk out quietly and come back in another administration. This is a farce, and the farce is that these generals should keep their mouths shut because Esper.
Now, what did you make of the Secretary of Defense saying Trump's wrong? And maybe Trump was wrong to say Insurrection Act. Maybe that
he is wrong. You know what? He may have been wrong, but his job was to keep his mouth quiet. And Esper went to West Point and then spent the rest of his battlefield as a process soldier doing the Heritage Foundation, the Center for Foreign Relations. Never really been in combat. Never really saw anything in a crisis.
Well, stay there. Let's talk about what's really going on when we come back. Stay with us.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back. Blue Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, enough of me babbling. Dr. Pacheco, we only got two more segments with you. I'm sorry we got you on late. We'll Skype with you. SteveSchenick.com. There's so much for you to talk about. He used to be involved in psychological operations. To look at these and to see the media so unified and so much censorship, and to see all the virtue signaling and just the escalation. And I've got articles here out of CBS News. It's on Infowars.com. Homes displaying American flags being targeted by arsonists. And I see highways being taken over and people being attacked. I mean, I get it. You're saying it's backfiring. I hope you're right. And I understand that if they can get Trump to go out with a big military response, that maybe somebody gets killed. And now, you know, with the agitprop, they get what they want. But at a certain point, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And I just really want Trump to win re-election in 146 days. What are the big issues we should be aware of? And why are you saying it's blowing up in their face?
Basically, this has gone on for it's gone on for too long and it's not really working. What you're getting is a coverage of this area being burnt, that area, but it has no impact on the vitality of America. And what do I talk about vitality? We here in the South, the Midwest, the Southwest, and the West, where you basically have Christian fundamental values and you have people who are workers. You're talking about the middle class, the real middle class. I'm not talking about those who have garnered wealth and then make believe they're liberals. I'm talking about people who go to work every day. They build a building. They're in construction. They're building roads. That's going on through all of America. That's what I'm seeing here. This is in the south of Florida, where we're in the north central part of Florida, but we have a very active economy that never, never shuts
down. You're saying they're trying to demoralize us, but the state of the economy is strong, and the economy is coming back faster, so the left now wants to keep us locked down with COVID. How do we challenge that fraud?
Because basically, by bringing the economy back, which is what Trump has done, and the stock market believes the economy will come back, even though we declared, quote, an official recession, meaning that there were two periods of time where we had a decreased growth. That's not relevant to what's really happening, because we have pent up capacity, and the planes will start flying, hotels will be filled up, the beaches will be filled up, small businesses will reconstitute themselves. Unfortunately, some that went under will have to refinance themselves and come back up. But the fact that he had provided PPP, that he had provided the money, and Mnuchin did a brilliant job of providing all that capital, we're back in
sure, so what do we do when the left, though, keeps taking regular deaths and putting them in the COVID column and tries to bring the hysteria back in the fall? How does Trump counter that?
He doesn't. What he does is basically to allow them to self-destruct. The American public is a lot smarter than what anybody thinks. And that's what you said. That's what I said. What he basically has to do is to do exactly what he did. I'm talking about the economy. I'm going to bring back the economy. I want an infrastructure capacity. In other words, he has to bring out the fact that we're going to be building roads, highways, tunnels. I think that'll be important. At the same time, he has to reconfigure some of his White House. I don't want to get into particulars, but he needs people who are a lot sharper, like
Mnuchin. Well, he needs to get rid of Jared Kushner, doesn't he?
Well, that's up to him. And the family issue is a very delicate
issue. No, I've not been at war with Kushner, but I really trust Tucker Carlson, and he's been on the inside, and he tells me that Kushner is literally the worst thing on the planet.
All right. I have no problem with that. I said it up front, but that's his family. But he has to get rid of Jared Kushner. He has to get rid of Esper. He has to rebuild a team that's not based on the neocons. When he brought in John Bolton, that was a very bad signal to me. And in fact, he had to pay for that for many months later. The issue now is he has to bring in economists and people who are involved in companies where they are big, the Boeings, Lockheed Martins. I don't care about the military industrial complex. It has to come back online very effectively. And at the same time, he has to assign, I would put women entrepreneurs who can build up the small businesses. Now, the small business would be a key element of his new agenda. Small business means any business below 500 million. And I would recruit women who come from different parts of the area to show that he's interested in feminine entrepreneurship and that we're interested in serial entrepreneurship.
You know, that's a great idea. He tried that, and Facebook's been banning his ads. What should Trump do about the internet censorship? He says he's going to do something. Do you have any sources on what he's planning to do?
No, I have no sources, but I know very well that Trump will do what he's always done, which is to shut down what doesn't work, and that means Facebook and Twitter. Dorsey's online. Zuckerberg is online for that. And he will come in and make sure that we have freedom of expression. If the government has to take over YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, I have no problem with it.
I don't either, because they're already the equivalent of a government. They're already more powerful than the NSA. They're just doing whatever they want, working with China. What the hell?
Yeah, but more importantly, what I've said and you said before, for 25, 30 years, it was DARPA that created the Internet. I was trained by Defense Advanced Research Project agencies in the 70s at MIT. It was started by DARPA. It was started by the CIA. And this has to do with the province of the government. It has nothing to do with Zuckerberg. It has nothing to do with Bill Gates. It has nothing.
And by the way,
they
know they're just frontmen and placeholders. Why are they? I guess it's a rogue coup trying to, like, take over our infrastructure.
Well, on the surface, it looks like a rogue coup, but in reality, it's not a coup at all, because they've been watching too many movies where they think if they can disrupt a certain number of cities, which, by the way, happen to be liberal, but by the way, they're really in trouble. And by the way, they're led by people like de Blasio, who just assumed a $7 billion debt service for New York City, which is going into bankruptcy. And on top of that, he's putting $7 billion more, where I calculated he's going to pay $11 billion in interest This is where you have the self-destructive ignorance.
I agree with you, the blue states are committing seppuku, but I'm worried about them dragging us with them. Why do they seem so confident?
They're confident because the arrogance of the liberal has always been the sine qua non of being a liberal. That means you garner your wealth, whatever you did in before, like Nancy Pelosi, corruption. She was the daughter of mafioso, and basically garner her wealth and then goes out and make believe that she's a liberal, that she cares about blacks. And
so it's always a holier-than-thou activity of a bunch of sociopathic criminals.
Correct. And that's what sociopathy is. It's not an accident. You have Colin Powell, black. You have Susan Rice, sociopath, black. Obama, sociopath, black. Condoleezza Rice, lied, black. Am I saying only blacks are sociopaths? But I can say what I want about growing up in Harlem and going to school at Booker T. Washington, because I don't know any other so-called liberals who did, and I didn't come out to be a liberal. I didn't come out to love whites or blacks. I just treat people as they are. But I'm going to call a spade, and that's exactly what's been happening. And Nancy Pelosi is a disaster. She will destroy the entire political liberal establishment along with, guess what? On top of that, I'm putting a senile white man to run for president. You and I could not have created that scenario in a fiction book.
You said 2 years ago he has cognitive degeneration. Now that's confirmed. Exactly. Who would come up with a horse in a race that can hardly walk?
I have no idea. But when I said it years ago, everybody thought I was nuts. No, I'm a neurologist, psychiatry board examiner. He is senile. So this is the epitome of the Democratic establishment. Farce, self-destruction, envy, which means they want to destroy what the Republicans, and particularly Trump. Now, let me tell you why Trump is a problem for them. Trump says what he wants to say. I've known about Trump for 30 years. He can say and dance whatever he wants, but guess what? He got paid for saying what he wants. That is, on the reality show, he could say whatever absurdities he wanted to. But the reality of Trump is what the Democrats don't understand, and people like me and you do understand. He gets things done. He eliminated regulation. He got our economy back on place. For the first time in our history, we shot an American rocket. Think of that, an American rocket into space from an American site. That means for 40 years with Obama, the Clintons, the Bushes, we had to use Russian rockets at the cost of $75 million each shot to go into space from Kazakhstan. Here's the president of the United States says, you know what? I'm going to make space war, and I'm going to make NASA the most important.
And I know folks that were there. He called Musk in and said, do it, and cut the regulations.
And he did it.
Yeah.
In 1 year, an American rocket in American space with American.
By the way, let me tell you this. I'm sure you know this. The guys that told me this were in the meeting. I said, this is classified. They said, it's okay. You can say. They've got a deal, him and Musk, to actually, in like a year, they've already got robots up on the moon with these 3D printers, and they're already building a base on the dark side of the moon for the Mars shot. Now, that's
what they told you, but that's correct. That they're going from that, and they're going straight into Mars. That's correct.
And they've already got robots doing it.
Well,
hold on. We're going to stay right there. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.